The special guest is Marty Perrette, of all people. Good afternoon.
Every now and then you pull me out of the office to talk with some folks, and we're happy today to have singer-songwriter Mitch McVicker with us. Mitch is a Dove Award-winning Christian artist. And today, a little taste of country, and he's brought along his bandmates Kevin and Matt. And Mitch, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Marty. Thanks for having me.
You know, it's been a long trail since you had the number one song on the planet, right? In Christian music in 97.
Right. That's right.
And the official title was?
That was My Deliverer.
My Deliverer. Yeah, great song, great song. It's been quite a road for you, and if folks want to hear all about it, you're going to be around the area a lot. Here in about 50 minutes, you're going to be at the Golden Rule Bible Center on 2nd Street in Aurora. That's Charlie and Martha Hill there in Aurora at 3 o'clock. You'll be down there with your bandmates, right?
Yeah, looking forward to that.
Sounds good. And you play a lot of places, and you play a lot of churches. And tonight at 7 o'clock, you're going to be in Ripley County at the Holton Christian Church right on 50. You're always nice to see you come by and see those folks. And then you're going to be in Columbus, Indiana on Saturday, a little bit out of our range. But Sunday night, you're going to be back here, right?
Sunday night, yes, I will be here in Lawrenceburg.
It's the, I better read it correctly, the Grace Church of the Valley. 7 o'clock. So Mitch McVicker and his band.
I think they actually changed it to 6.
Really?
Yes.
It's just different time zone for you, or what?
Well, yes.
You are going to do it at 6, though, Sunday night.
I believe it's at 6 o'clock.
Okay, we'll make sure. Grace Church of the Valley here in the Lawrenceburg Greendale area, 6 o'clock with Mitch McVicker. Play some great music. Always changing. A lot of people thought Kid Rock was going to show up.
Right. I got him handcuffed up.
Yeah, so you're going to take over.
Building, yeah.
That's cool. Well, we're glad to have you. And give us a little sample of some music you're going to be playing in our area, Mitch, and his band.
All right. I lost my head, I lost my nerve. Can't remember where I put them. Oh, and there were some curves coming my way. The road is getting slippery. This journey's long, this night's been dark. I can't recall where I've gone, but it's been hard. And now I don't want it easy. I just don't want to follow my own lead no more. So take the wheel, take me wherever you want, just lead me home. Yeah, take the wheel, wherever you want now, I am ready to go. Just be my guide, my fuel, my lights, my steel, my shine, my wheels, my rubber to the road. My off, my on, my here, my gone, my song playing on the radio. My map, my mission, my cylinders hitting, my air condition, my caffeine bus. Peace, my strength, and as I'm going, I'm away, be my patient love. I try to pick the best way but this. Stacking my feet one way and my soul wants to go to another place. I've had trouble hearing your voice and trouble steering my course. Yeah. So take the wheel, take me wherever you want, just lead me home. Yeah, take the wheel, wherever you want now, I am ready to go. Yeah, take the wheel, whatever you want now, I am ready to go. Oh, so take the wheel, lead me home, I am ready. Just be my guide, my fuel, my lights, my steel, my shine, my wheels, be my rubber to the road. My all, my on, be my ear, my gun, be my brain. my God, my fuel, my lights, my steel, my shine, my wheels, my rubber to the road, my arm, my arm, my ear, my gun, my map, my mission, my cylinder setting, my air condition, my caffeine buzz, my peace, my strength, and as I'm going on my way, be my love that's patient, be my love that's kind, be my patient love, patient love, patient love, patient love.
That's a new one, isn't it, Mitch?
That is a one that I have recently brought back out of the archives. That
wow.
That was on a record about 7 years ago. And I didn't play it for a long time in concert because the title of the song is called Take the Wheel. And What's-Her-Face came out with the song.
Oh, yeah. Carrie Underwood. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah.
Just What's-Her-Face.
She did okay with that, Mitch.
Well, I guess she did. And so, you know,
I guess she did, didn't
so,
I?
So whenever I would do it in concert, you know, people thought that I was copying off of What's-Her-Face. And so I thought, you know, but then what they don't understand is that, you know, I wrote that song back when What's-Her-Face was on
middle school.
Back when she was on the prom committee.
Okay. Well, it's a great song, and Mitch McVicker is with us today, and his bandmates Kevin and Matt. Mitch is a Dove Award winning Christian artist. We're trying to force him in a little taste of country today, but I think that had a little taste of everything.
Well, that, you know, I tried to put as much in, but I figure, you know, I drove through the country to get here.
So why not? Well, we're talking about Kid Rock's got this new song, Jewels Out There, Bon Jovi. So why not Mitch McVicker of Christian music? Why not you
why
in
not?
The country?
Why not?
Sure.
Everything works, you know.
Yeah.
Put a little gravy on anything.
That's right. Mitch is here in our studios now live. And we're going to have him, he's going to be at the Golden Rule Bible Center on 2nd Street in Aurora in just a few minutes, about 3, with Charlie and Martha Hill. Coming up tonight, he'll be at Holton Christian Church, 7 o'clock there on US 50 Ripley County. And back here in the Lawrenceburg-Greendale area, 6 o'clock Sunday, Grace Church of the Valley. And tickets are going for what, $300 each?
At least.
You think about it. May go up like gas, though.
Huh? That's in the back row.
Yeah.
Now, if you want the goods,
eBay yet.
I tell you what, folks. For $300, you can ride around with these guys all weekend. No, it's a what they call it in the Christian world, a love offering.
That's right. Offer your love.
And if you don't even a like offering, you'd be okay there, right? Just a don't be mad at me offering.
Even if you hate me, I'll take your money.
You take the money, but he'll be at those places.
Take a short break.
Take a short break. Be back. All right.
I'm going to check the listener line here as well. So. Eagle 99.3, Bob Shannon with you, special guest in the studio, Marty Peratt, of course. Mitch McVicker and his group have stopped by to see us. And Mitch has got more phone calls than I've had, and I've been doing this for 32 years.
I know. Mitch is a popular guy. We're going over the web, and we've already gotten calls from Maine and Pennsylvania. But we have the pleasure of a visit with singer-songwriter Mitch McVicker today. Mitch is a Dove Award-winning Christian artist with forcing him into a little taste of country today. But, of course, country is always changing a little bit. And he'll be talking to us, playing a couple more tunes. Mitch co-wrote the Song of the Year about 10 years ago with the late Rich Mullins. Rich Mullins, probably the number one selling Christian singer of all time. And, of course, Mitch was a good friend and a bandmate of his. And Mitch continues on these days. He'll be playing 3 places locally this weekend. Tonight at 7, Mitch and his band will be at the Holton Christian Church in Ripley County off 50. Saturday at 6, he'll be at the First Christian Church, Columbus, Indiana. Then at 6 on Sunday, he'll be right back here in the Lawrenceburg, Greendale, Aurora area, playing at the Grace Church of the Valley, 6 o'clock. These are all love offerings, so you're going to hear some great music out there. All the concerts are free. Now, remember, coming up in just about a half hour, Mitch is going to be making his way down to Aurora. He'll be meeting any of you folks who want to stop by and see him at the Golden Rule Bible Center on 2nd Street. That's Charlie Martha Hill's place. Mitch and his band, Kevin and Matt, will be down there. Mitch, boy, a lot of things have changed since you had the number one Christian hit many years ago. We got all the downloading. We're seriously talking about Kid Rock and Jewel and country music. How do you know where your music goes, or do you just try to be the best boss of how you want to sound?
Yeah, you know what? In order to, I think, be an artist of any merit, you really have to be faithful to who you are. And for me, being faithful to how the Lord is working in me and stay true to that. Because if you're trying to follow the whims and the trends, you're just going to end up, you know, chasing your tail, and and you're never going to catch any kind of authenticity. And so I figure I'm just going to do what I do. If people dig it, great. And you know, with the way trends and whims move these days, if I just stick with what I do, hopefully eventually people will like it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's amazing the contacts that you had when you were with Rich Mullins and Amy Grant, and who's the guy that had the stuttering, his daughter?
Pam Tillis,
and all these people associated with that. It's interesting that they've gone different directions, too. You don't really hang with the same people your band did when you were with Rich Mullins.
I don't rub shoulders with those people much. Probably the big thing is because I'm always gone. I'm always traveling. And when I'm not, I want to spend it with my family, my wife Paula and my daughter Brooklyn.
Who's just turning 3, right?
She'll be turning 3 in a couple months.
Right.
And it's a great blessing to do this. And I don't know what else I would or could do, but it is a great blessing to return home and get to be there for a bit and get re-energized. And they make it more possible for me to do what I do anyway. Mm-hmm.
Well, come out and see Mitch McVicker and his band, and you'll see a class act of great musicians. Whatever genre, you'll like it. We're going to have him play something else. Remember, coming up in about a half hour, he'll be at the Golden Rule Bible Center, 2nd Street in Aurora, tonight in Ripley County, Holton Christian Church, 7 o'clock, and then 6 at Grace Church of the Valley back here on Sunday evening. Play something else, man.
By the soul, drug through shadows, but I'm the one to blame, and I'm so full of shame now. So empty me, pour me out, and make me honest of heart, radiate through me. So I'm walking in thankfulness and glowing. As your truth comes showing through, you are lovely, Lord. Fill me up with you. Distorted passions, grace forgotten. Yet death, where is your sting? Darkness has no claim over me. The light of day, it is for always. So make me honest of heart, radiate through me. So I'm walking in thankfulness and glowing. As your truth comes showing through, you are lovely, Lord. Fill me up with you. Like a walk through those tree-covered hills, like the scent of the leaves, like a walk through the hills. Make me honest of heart,
radiate through me, yeah. Radiate through me and make me honest of heart. Radiate through me so I'm walking in thankfulness and glowing. As your truth comes showing through, you are lovely, Lord. Fill me up, you are lovely, Lord. Make me honest of heart, you are lovely, Lord. Yeah, fill me up with you. Fill me up with you now.
Good
big
guy.
Studio audience. There's only three of us here. We appreciate it. Mitch McVicker, Kevin and Matt with his band. They're going to be down to the Golden Rule Bible Center in about a half hour. They're on 2nd Street in Aurora tonight at 7 o'clock, Holton Christian Church, just off 50, back here at Greendale, Lawrenceburg, at the Grace Church of the Valley at 6 o'clock Sunday. Mitch, your site is pretty simple, Mitch McVicker.
That's it.
Just like it sounds, McVicker. You can see the schedule. You guys are playing a lot of places between now and the first year, are you?
All over the place. Yeah, it's a great blessing. It wears you out, you know. But the pros outweigh the cons by a ton.
I see a lot of churches. I see a lot of venues, like at colleges. You're going to be at Ball State.
Yeah.
You got to like playing with the college kids, I bet.
I love it. You know, I actually do. It sounds like a cliche, but I love getting to play for whomever, and all the different kinds of situations that we find ourselves in. College, the college age person is, you know, very open to and very searching, and mm-hmm. And so I love doing what I can to try and present some truth.
I know we look around here and we just kind of designed our studios with the history of music and country music in mind. You know, we got the pictures of Johnny Cash and Patsy Cline and the Carter family and all that. And a lot of those folks started in church music, Christian music, and then crossed over. Have you ever thought about that? So, I mean, you've been you're kind of a John Mayer kind of guy, plays all these different things and writes most of your songs. Have you ever thought of crossing over into something else?
No, I haven't. If it happens, I figure that's cool. I don't like the line of that's been drawn between Christian and secular.
Hmm.
I think it's I don't think it's good.
Mm-hmm.
I think we are all in the same thing together, and the songs that I do, I think sonically sound like anything that's out there in the quote unquote secular world.
Mm-hmm.
The content is different, and Christian music is the only kind of music out there that's categorized by its content.
Hmm.
You know, there's all different kinds of sounds and styles within Christian music, but it's all lumped together as one thing based upon content.
Hmm.
And so I'm not in it to cross over or to uncross anything. I'm in it to, like I said before, do what I do, and whoever receives it, I'm happy for that.
Well, how do you define what you're doing then? I mean, what's the route? What's the destination?
you know, it's kind of one of those things where you're on a journey, but you're not for sure what the destination is. I'm trying to live my life without expectations, which means that I don't necessarily have an idea of how I want things to go and plans for the future. But I'm trying to be faithful to the present moment, and so for me, that, you know, that means doing concerts right now, writing songs right now, from based upon where I'm at, and that's, you know, hopefully I'm giving people something to hang on to and also catching their ear.
Do you think that's probably the result of almost losing your own life in that crash that took your friend Rich Mullins?
Well, I think it is. You know, we all go through difficult things that make us and form us, and that is to this day forming me and making me in ways that I'm unaware of a lot of times. Mm-hmm. But that is definitely a pool that I draw from way more than I would know. And mm-hmm. so I think trying to be faithful to the moment is something that
50 and 6 o'clock Sunday, Grace Church of the Valley in Lawrenceburg and Greendale. Hey, play us one more, because I know you got to stop by the Golden Rule Bible Center on 2nd Street in Aurora. Are you going to bring any CDs with you if somebody wants some?
I will. Yeah.
All right, cool. I heard they're going to have cookies for you down there, too.
Cookies.
So play us one more, Mitch and company, and we'll head you on down the road, brother.
Well, this request came all the way from Pennsylvania, just on the phone a few minutes ago.
Jim came walking down the road singing songs and humming on hymn tunes, though he never set foot in a church on Sunday morning. The smile on his face looked kind of out of place from the looks of his shirt and shoes. It made me wonder what it was that kept him going. Most of his lonely young days spent downtown in the sawmill, and so a childhood is something he never known. All the extra time he had on his mind, every now and then his heart would spill, and he starts singing all the way home. And he sing, I don't know much, but I know my love. And one day I'll be sitting up in heaven on an easy chair, sipping lemonade, love lives there. Around about that time the bells chimed and the church doors flew open, and a whole herd of saints came running along Jim's way, talking about salvation, hope and love and everything else they didn't know about. And when they saw Jim, all of that changed. Now it takes a special kind of man to avoid a confrontation, and everywhere Jimmy looked he had nowhere to go. Started throwing out names, throwing punches and throwing laughter. And when they were through, blood was dripping from his nose, but he sang, I've heard about blood. I think it stands for love. And one day I'll be sitting up in heaven on an easy chair, sipping lemonade, love lives there. Jim knew what he had inside of him, he wouldn't hear nothing different. The moral to the story is he just keeps on keeping on. He ain't whitewashed, you won't find him on the corner praying. He just knows his love, and he knows his song, and he sings, I got all I want, because I got my love. He sings, I got all I want, because I got my love, yeah. And one day I'll be sitting up in heaven on an easy chair, sipping lemonade, love lives there. One day I'll be sitting up in heaven on an easy chair, sipping lemonade, love lives there.
one day I'll be sitting up in heaven on an easy chair, sipping lemonade. Love lives there.
Good stuff. Right, good job.
Hey, you know, Mitch, I like that better than that New Kid Rock song. Hey, you do good work. We appreciate you stopping in, and we'll tell everybody once again where you're going to be, and we'll see you around one of those places this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks so much for having me, Marty. Thank you, Bob, for having me.
All right, buddy. Good to see you.
Sounds great. Mitch McVicker and Kevin and Matt, going to let you know they're going to be heading down the highway here. If Tom DeWeese can show them the path to Charlie and Martha Hill's Golden Rule Bible Center. They're going to buy there for maybe some of that lemonade and some cookies. And he'll take along some of his new CDs, and maybe you'll want to check that out. And they have a really nice store there, Charlie and Martha do on 2nd Street, so that'd be cool. Coming up tonight, if you want to hear these guys for free, they wouldn't care if you throw a buck in the plate, but hear these guys for free, 7 o'clock tonight, Holton Christian Church, just off US 50, and then back here at Greendale and Lawrenceburg at the Grace Church of the Valley at 6 o'clock, and then you, of course, can check him out anytime at MitchMcVicker.com. And we'll get back to the Bob Show.
Uh-oh, look out. Here we go. It's Eagle 99.3 and George Strait's up next.